From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. The Southwest Florida-based band Swanee Swing Saloon joins us today to transform WGCU's performance studio into a Western swing revival. We'll get to know members of this newly formed string band and hear a live performance of the dynamic group's mix of Western swing, classic country, blues, and jazz tunes. The band made their debut earlier this week at the Marco Island Center for the Arts, and they'll perform at Pointy Bell Brewing Company in Fort Myers tonight at 7 o'clock. Swanee Swing Saloon plays a mix of original and cover tunes. The group counts among its influences such artists as Willie Nelson and Hank Williams, both junior and senior, and Stephen Foster. Joining me now in studio are band members Hunter Dolan on vocals and violin, Catherine Fox on vocals and violin as well, Jonathan Ingram on the double bass, and Robert Kissinger on guitar and ukulele. Welcome all of you to Gulf Coast Live. Thanks so much for coming in and for playing for us.
Thanks for having us, John.
I invite listeners to join the conversation as well. Connect with members of Swanee Swing Saloon by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And first of all, can you just tell us a bit more about the band by way of defining exactly what genres or styles of music that your band was formed to celebrate?
Sure. So we're Western swing primarily. We do some classic country as well. Western swing is a genre that maybe most people aren't familiar with, but I guess the best way to describe it is it's a kind of a stew of things. It's music collected from, you know, fiddle tunes of Appalachia, the big band sound from the Northeast, the country music coming out of Texas and the Heartland, blues coming from the Mississippi Delta, and they all threw it together and made a real tasty stew with it.
All right. And what about the title, this lovely alliteration? Where does the name come from?
Well, we wanted something, of course the alliteration, that helps. We wanted also something that's regional, so the Swanee River. That's regional to Florida here, because a lot of these bands were from Texas, and we just wanted to make sure people knew we were bringing it from Florida.
And Hunter, I've seen you and Robert playing together around Southwest Florida for a few years now, but tell us a bit more about, you know, how this band came together.
Well, it's kind of funny. I didn't know very much about Western swing until just a couple years ago, and then our manager called me up one day while I was actually out on vacation and said, "Hey, I booked you to play Western swing with a band." And I said, "Well, I don't have one." So we built one from scratch, and here we are.
And, when it comes to this kind of blending of styles of music, is this a common mix of genres for a band to embrace? I mean, it seems pretty unique to me. I've never heard of a group like this before.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know any groups, especially here locally, that are doing it. So it seems unique to me.
All right. Well, we're going to get to know the individual band members throughout the show. But first, let's go ahead and get a taste of your sound here. First of all, tell us what song you're going to play for us first and maybe say a few words by way of introduction.
All right. So the first song we're going to play is a Willie Nelson tune. And I think this one really explains pretty well the genre. For those that aren't familiar with it, the song's called "Turn Me Loose and Let Me Swing." All right. One, two, one, two, three, four. I've watched the different music come and go, and I have played a little rock and roll. I've sung the blues and bluegrass, and I've tried most everything. But if I had my druthers, then I'd rather have some swing. Well, give me a steel guitar and two or three fiddles and a Texas rhythm section that can swing. I like a big dance hall with a lot of happy people, and then turn me loose and let me sing. Glenn Miller's in the mood, still turns
San Anton. Well, they both played great music, they just called it different things. But if you put it all together, it would still come out the same. Well, give me a steel guitar, two or three fiddles, and a Texas rhythm section that can swing. I want a big dance hall with a lot of happy people, and then turn me loose and let me sing. Two or three fiddles and a Texas rhythm section that can swing. I want a big dance hall with a lot of happy people, and then turn me loose and let me sing.
Fantastic. That was Swanee Sing. Excuse me. The alliteration's tripping me up there. Swanee Swing Saloon performing their cover of Willie Nelson's Turn Me Loose and Let Me Swing. And they're going to be performing their debut in Fort Myers tonight at Pointy Bell Brewing Company at 7 o'clock. Listeners can connect with the band for the rest of the hour. We'll be featuring more music and conversation from them. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Again, on Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. And on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And I wanted to hear now just from, you know, some individual members of the bands and your backgrounds. And Hunter, I'll begin with you. We know you're playing violin with us here today. But you play other instruments as well.
Yeah. My primary instrument growing up and the one that I studied all through school was the viola. So that's something I still play pretty much day to day. Not so much in this band, but maybe we'll bring it in at a later point. Also play the guitar, mess around with the upright bass, not quite as well as Jonathan can play it. I try and dabble in a lot of things, but these strings are really my expertise.
And you're a fellow Cypress Lake High School alum. You studied music performance here at Florida Gulf Coast
That's
University.
True.
Would it be fair to say music has been a lifelong interest of yours? When did you start playing?
I think it has pretty much been a lifelong interest. Even before I started doing it really seriously, it was always a hobby. Before that, I was really into art because I have a father who's an artist. But somewhere along the line, I realized that music was what I wanted to do. It could connect all the different arts together, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and starting with viola, I would imagine your training was probably more of that traditional classical approach, whereas what you're doing now is very, very different. A lot more improvisation.
Yes, definitely.
Tell us about branching out into these other styles of music and really kind of developing a whole other skill set.
Sure. Well, I think learning like the classical traditional style was really helpful because it really gets the technical basis for everything else that you want to do. And then beyond that, it's just using the ear a little bit and trying to figure out things for yourself rather than reading them all off a page. And so I think the classical really helped with that. And then just being kind of experimental and explorative was the rest of it.
And aside from, you know, launching this new, you know, wonderful project, I know you perform prolifically around the region, venues like McGregor Cafe, Fancy Southern Cafe, also at Pointy Bell. Tell us about, are there any other upcoming performances that you've got going on in the region?
I do have some stuff going on. I'll be playing Saturday just by myself, not with the band. That's going to be at McGregor Cafe. And then next Tuesday we'll be at Fancy Southern Cafe, and I think that pretty much gets us through the end of the month. And then, of course, every Thursday at Pointy Bell, we're always there, bringing the party.
All right. Well, yeah, and I do have to say, you know, it was maybe like a week after Hurricane Irma, the newsroom crew here who had, you know, been working kind of around the clock for a while when Fancy's opened, we went out for a group meal, and I heard your voice, and you were performing, yeah. And it was like the first taste of normalcy after the hurricane, so thank you for that.
Of course.
And to what can you attribute, say, your interest in perhaps like these older styles of music, I guess? Because I'm kind of picturing you in school maybe being like the weird kid who is into like Merle Haggard and stuff while everybody else is listening to, you know, Top 40 or whatever the, you know, popular pop music was at the time.
Right. There was some point in high school, I think like my junior, senior year of high school, I was in an orchestra with a couple guys who were already great jazz players. And they turned me on to a lot of jazz music and I fell in love with swing. So anything that swings, really, my ears immediately caught on to it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear a second tune from Swanee Swing Saloon. Tell us what we're going to hear and maybe give us a little bit of an introduction.
Sure. So this song we're going to do for you, this is a Bob Wills song, one of his really old ones. It's called Deep Water, and it's a really great fiddle tune. And why don't we play it? One, two, one, two, three, four.
Wonderful. That was Southwest Florida's newest band, Swanee Swing Saloon, performing Deep Water here in WGCU-FM's Performance Studio ahead of their Fort Myers debut tonight at Pointy Bell Brewing Company. That's at 7 o'clock. And listeners can connect with the band members with your comments and questions. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. And Catherine Fox, I wanted to move on to you. Now, I know this is a little awkward. We're in a performance studio, and I'm actually sitting directly behind her. So, but we'll make the conversation work anyway. We just heard her providing those great vocal harmonies and, of course, playing violin. But you play other instruments as well.
Yeah, actually, I am also a violist. I did all of my training at the Frost School in Miami. So I lived in Florida for 7 years, now live in Iowa. But I did an undergrad and master's in viola performance, classical, technically. But while I was there, kind of just dove into some other genres and just fell in love with being more creative and improvising on the instruments. So violin is kind of secondary, but it's becoming a primary as of recently.
Interesting. And are you still on faculty at the School for Music Vocations at Southwestern Community College?
I sure am, yes.
And how did you get hooked up with this crew, given that you're Iowa-based now?
That's a good question. I was actually an artist in residence at FGCU. And so I was in this group called Barrage, a cross-genre group, and we were working with some of the students. And I think they were performing a Brandenburg, and Bach in a rehearsal. And I turned to one of my band members. I was like, that viola player has really good time. He can't just be a classical player. Not to say that classical players don't have good time, but just trust me on that. So I heard him. I was like, yeah, wow, I got to go talk to this guy. So I went and talked to him, and he let me know that he had a gig that night at Pointy Bell. And so I went and checked it out, and we've become good friends ever since.
Excellent. And it kind of sounds like you and Hunter had a little bit of a similar upbringing in terms of both violin and viola and then the traditional classical upbringing. I was hoping you could say a few words about, your own discovery of, crossing over genres from classical to, more contemporary styles.
Yeah, well, so I also grew up listening to a lot of 30s and 40s old jazz standards. I'm a big fan of all those standards. And but I didn't really start doing improvisation until, honestly, college, because I was too afraid to be creative and mess up and not sound good on something. But started to find that my classical upbringing really helped me to be confident with that by knowing a lot of scales and being able to figure out licks easier. Just basically having the classical background, it really helps you with chops on every other type of genre. So.
Yeah, that's interesting how, classical training doesn't really teach you how to do improv, but it actually gives you all the rudiments you need. Yeah, interesting.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, and let's, go ahead and be grateful to Bach and the Brandenburg Concertos, because otherwise we wouldn't all be standing here right now.
It's true.
Well, let's go ahead and hear a third song from Swanee Swing Saloon, and tell us what we're going to hear.
All right, so this is something not so much out of the Western swing genre, but this comes from right out of the Jazz American Songbook. It's a tune called On the Sunny Side of the Street. Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
the doorstep. For life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be complete on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with them blues on parade. But I'm not afraid because this rover crossed over. And I never had a cent. I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Side of the street, can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be complete on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with them blues on parade, and now I'm not afraid because this rover crossed over. And if I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side, sunny side, the sunny side of the street.
Lovely, lovely. That was On the Sunny Side of the Street, this rendition performed by Swanee Swing Saloon, performing live in WGCU's performance studio today. And the band, of course, will be playing its Fort Myers debut at Pointy Bell Brewing Company tonight. That concert starts at 7 o'clock. And Robert Kissinger, I wanted to bring you up to the microphone as well. Robert plays guitar and ukulele with the band. And first of all, just tell us how you got hooked up with this crew. I know you and Hunter played together for a while.
Hi. Well, Hunter and I have known each other since our freshman year of high school. And I actually had an older sister who is 2 years older than me. And I believe Hunter's about 3 years older than me. And she used to be his friend back in high school. And then I sort of adopted him as my friend once my sister left for Minneapolis when she graduated. And But ever since then, we've just been really good friends. We play all the time downtown, and we actually met downtown. He was busking on the side of the street, and I have this really uncanny innate ability to like whistle really well. And so I sort of just sat down next to Hunter, and he was playing a song called Lullaby at Birdland. And I started whistling, and we just played some music. And then after that, I think he invited me over to his place. And then, you know, we just met all of his friends and started to hang out. And it's really fun. He's a really awesome guy.
All right. And what about your own musical upbringing? What was your first instrument?
So my first instrument was the guitar. I was very informally taught at a young age at the guitar. I used to take lessons from this guy named Alfonso here in Fort Myers. And then my sixth grade year of middle school, I picked up the violin and started playing that for about 3 years, and then sort of fell out of it. And then when I got into high school, I went to Cypress Lake as well, and I started playing the guitar more. And then I learned how to play the ukulele, and that's pretty much how it went from there.
Yeah, I've been following you on Facebook for a number of years now, and I love the videos you post where it's just you and the ukulele.
Thanks, John.
But the music that you choose is so eclectic. I mean, it can be anything from like Bowie to Bright Eyes.
Yeah, Elvis Presley to like Manchester Orchestra. It doesn't matter, you know.
So what attracted you to this particular project?
Well, like I said, I've known Hunter for a number of years, and I've always really liked swing music. And I have an uncle of mine who is a very, very talented gypsy jazz player, and he currently lives up in DeLand, Florida. And so he sort of got me into gypsy swing at a young age. And what a lot of people don't know is that gypsy swing and Western swing are actually very similar. In the 20s and 30s, at the same time that, you know, guys like Bob Wills were doing Western swing in Texas, there were actually people in Europe, in Belgium. There was this man named Django Reinhardt who was born in Liberchies. And I'm a huge fan of his. He defined this style of music that's called gypsy swing. And so I got really good at gypsy swing. And then I thought to myself, you know, hey, it's really not that hard of a crossover between gypsy music and this Western swing music, because it's the exact same thing. It was just happening in two different, you know, corners of the world at the same time.
And aside from your musical pursuits, I know you've been studying at Florida Southwestern State College, and you have recently officially become an FGCU Eagle.
Yeah.
Congrats. Welcome to the family.
Thank you.
You're going to be studying computer engineering, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm going for a computer software engineering degree.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, we hope you keep up with the music as well, because you're wonderful. It's lovely.
Thank you, John.
Let's go ahead and prepare for our fourth song from Swanee Swing Saloon. And once again, just tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So this one is another Willie Nelson song. It's called A Summer of Roses, and I think it's just a really beautiful tune. We're going to sing it in harmony, and then we're going to do a little written out harmony over some changes, and then we'll take some solos over it. It'll be fun. Ready?
A short time I have to be with you, my love, but a short time is better then no time you see. So I bring to you all my possessions, and would that you share them with me. I bring you one springtime of robins, one springtime of robins to sing, and I bring you one summer of roses, one summer. Helpful, you know.
of your snowflakes when I bring you your winter of snow.
Swanee Swing Saloon here in Southwest Florida, showing up Willie Nelson with their own beautiful rendition of Summer of Roses that they're performing live in WGCU's performance studio today, ahead of their Fort Myers debut at Pointy Bell Brewing Company. Again, that concert is tonight at 7. And Jonathan Ingram, he plays the upright bass with the group. I'm going to ask him to maybe make his way over to a microphone here in the performance studio. And, Jonathan, as we mentioned before the show, this is, incidentally, not your first time this year performing in this room on this program.
That is correct.
You performed back in late January with the FGCU Bauer School of Music Jazz Ensemble. So first of all, thanks for coming back.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And I imagine, your affiliation with this group might also be connected through, studying here at FGCU.
Yes, absolutely. I met Hunter through the school, both being music majors studying music here, and that's how I ended up meeting him initially.
So what interested you in this project? I know there's jazz elements here, but it's a pretty far departure from a traditional jazz ensemble.
Yeah, well, for me, all music is just music, and I try to play as many different genres as I can,
And are you similar to Hunter and Catherine in the sense of, starting with more of a traditional classical upbringing?
Yes. Well, actually, I started playing music on guitar and then picked up, other instruments along the way, like saxophone and violin. And then I ended up on bass later in high school. And on bass, I was largely self-taught until I came here and actually started studying and taking lessons. And so, yeah, I kind of have a unique upbringing, in music.
Would you say bass has become your primary instrument?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've pretty much ditched all the other instruments that I learned back in the day and just focused on bass because when I was in high school and I had the opportunity to play it, I kind of just fell in love with the instruments. And like I said, I love to play like all different types of music, and I saw the bass as an instrument that would allow me to do that, more so than the other instruments that I was playing.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting. And are you still studying here at FGCU?
Yes.
When do you anticipate graduating, and what do you see on the horizon for you?
I hope I graduate soon. It's kind of up in the air right now. But whenever I graduate, I'll pretty much be continuing the same thing that I'm doing, trying to play and gig as much as I can, playing with different people in the area.
And Jonathan, from perusing your Facebook page, it looks like as well you perform prolifically around Southwest Florida. Outside of this group, are there any upcoming performances where we can catch you that you'd want to let us know about?
Actually, I believe tomorrow night and this Saturday, I'll be gigging down in Sarasota and Naples with a Latin band, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, they're called Heat Latin Jazz Band. And so, yeah, I think that's the most recent thing.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. And I apologize if it seems like I've been social media stalking all of you.
Totally okay.
I saw you performed last year at a Music Academy International Chamber Music Concert on top of a mountain. And those pictures you posted made me jealous. I was hoping you could tell us a bit about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was probably one of the most enriching and incredible experiences of my entire life. So what it was is it was like an orchestra and opera music festival. And it was in Italy in this mountain range called the Dolomite, I guess what we call the Dolomites in English. And so I flew in from Venice, and it took place in like this little village called Mazzano. That was in the mountains in like this beautiful valley. And I was there for about a month. I think it was 28 days. And like I said, it was orchestra and opera. So we did two orchestra concerts and four opera productions. And it was an American-run music festival just happening in Italy. So a lot of the people there were grad students from all over the country and all over the world, too. It was very cool. And that was my first time in Europe and really kind of outside of this hemisphere. And so, yeah, that was really cool.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that is about all the time we have for today's program, but we're going to get one more song in here. And just a reminder, we've been speaking with members of Southwest Florida's newest band, Swanee Swing Saloon. They'll play their Fort Myers debut concert tonight at 7 o'clock at Pointy Bell Brewing Company. Thanks so much to band members Hunter Dahlin, Catherine Fox, Jonathan Ingram, and Robert Kissinger. It's been great to speak with you and to hear each of you perform. And our show today was produced by yours truly. Our director is Richard Cinqui, and our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. And without further ado, I'll let you guys take it away.
Sure. Here's our final song, Swanee River. One, two, one, two.
Way down up on the Swanee River, far, far away, that's where my heart is turning ever, that's where the old folks stay. All up and down the old sadly I roam, still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks.
Sad and dreary
everywhere I roam. Oh, Lordy, how my heart grows weary, far from the old folks.
One, two, one, two, three, four.